That was World Eaters here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM. I could feel the heat and the energy there. Guys, that's incredible.
Steaming
hot. So now for continuing our interview here. Now as a full band, has composing music changed?
Yes, a little bit. So like you were talking earlier, it was started as a solo project, so I wrote the songs just myself in my basement. But then they all changed as we put the lineup together and started, you know, preparing to play live. Mm-hmm. People brought in their ideas, and then the songs have all changed. So everything you're hearing now, like all the songs that have been released, they're a little different than they were on the recording, and like they've all changed for the better, as far as I'm concerned. So moving forward, I want to make sure that everybody kind of like has their piece and has their say in the stuff. I just happen to be the kind of guy that writes in bursts. So like while we were
Yeah.
So
you just show up with 10 songs one day.
Yeah, so there was like a week where I just like wrote like an album and then it was like, "Hey, I have 40 minutes of music written." But like the what we wanted to do is get everybody involved. My brain only works a certain way and it's unfortunate sometimes, but that's the way that it goes. But they're all going to go through the filter. Like they're not going to get released until everybody puts their piece in the stew. And makes it, you know, something better. Because, yeah, it is something that, like, I can... Seeing the songs that I wrote turn into something that was, like, from cool to, like, great, having all these extra details added, it's, like, I'm excited for how things are going to come together for future songs.
That is exciting. Yeah, I can also resonate with just having those bursts of creativity of wanting... of the creation coming out. So... I get that, and yeah, like being able to just give, like, the other guys their flavor to your the music you imagine. What concepts and issues do you your songs come or? What are the concepts and issues that you write about?
No real issues in the lyrics. The main theme of the band is Warhammer themed, for all of you nerds out there. It's all Warhammer 40K themed. As a death metal fan, I like to listen to like a bunch of types of death metal, but then when I try and sit down and write lyrics, like I can't bring it to write like the super gory lyrics. Like that's just not me.
There's no need.
Yeah. It's been done. It's been done for 30 years. I don't need to do it again. Yeah, I'm just not very good at it, and I'm also not very good at, like, introspective lyrics, and I needed something. So I picked Warhammer, because I just have the information rattling around in the back of my brain, and that just became the kind of theme of the band. World Eaters is, as a name, is taken from Warhammer, also from a Bolt Thrower song of the name World Eater, which is a reference to Warhammer. That's the theme. As far as issues go, nothing explicit in the lyrics. It's pretty... just okay. Fantasy battle and that kind of stuff, but I think we're pretty explicit outside of the lyrics about our positions on certain subjects.
Nice. I mean, Warhammer does have its roots in like
satirizing,
satirical social commentary.
Yeah, like 40K in the 80s was originally like a satire of like hyper imperialist, hyper fascist governments and that kind of stuff. I feel like it's kind of lost its way over the decades, but that's the way it started at least. People have microphones, so I'm going to let them talk.
I also wanted to say that it's worth noting that David is an excellent game master for TTRPGs, and so his brain is already creatively wired for Warhammer-themed stuff. And I like every time I read the lyrics that this guy writes, I'm like, wow, that's brutal. Oh, my God.
Sorry, just to clarify, for me and for maybe some other audiences, Warhammer is a video game.
No, okay. It's a tabletop war game. It's only real losers will know what that is.
It's similar-ish to Dungeons & Dragons?
Very different. Yeah, for the uninitiated, just say it's close. There's people at a table with a bunch of little figurines made out of plastic that you build and paint yourself. And you play out fantasy battles in your kitchen table,
The rooms are usually as sweaty as this one here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It's like way more complicated risk.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is someone who is uninitiated.
Yeah, it's about the stinkiest game you can play.
All right, thanks for the clarification, guys. Let's see.
I think this is kind of something I wanted to touch on as well with the whole Warhammer theme. I wanted to, I assume nobody assumes this, but we're definitely not trying to glorify war in any sense. And like the first line on Grinding Advanced is, I've seen war, and like thankfully none of us have seen war. It's just like this is all in good, clean fun, and obviously war is abhorrent, especially there's several wars going on in the world right now, and we're definitely not trying to say this is cool. It's just fun fantasy fun times, I think.
Yeah, I think it is important too, is or at least when I write the lyrics, they will glorify the cool laser cannons and sci-fi nonsense. But like in a song like The Siege, which came out in our last release, split with Mothman and the Thunderbirds, like I tried to make it a little more not glorifying war. It's like, obviously this is bad stuff and we don't want it to be like, oh cool, people are dying. Like, that's not what we're about.
All right, thanks for adding that in, guys. That's, yeah, it's really important because, yeah, that's a really big issue right now with all around the world.
Sadly, always.
Yeah. So I know for the last few years, David, like, collaboration is really important for you guys. Many special musical guests. And is that, do you still, as a band now, still see collaboration as something important?
100%. All the material we are working on, we'll work on, we'll have some kind of collaboration with artists that we love, because it's cool making cool stuff with your friends.
Yes, definitely. I agree with that totally. I've been following you and World Eaters for a little bit now, and what I see is like, you're very inclusive within the metal music sphere. One thing I really respect for you guys is like the upfront preface of inclusion and support, which I guess it's maybe uncommon in some metal scenes. And especially I love the new t-shirt that it like says, battle chain saw axe saying no racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no transphobia, only riffs. Can you, for all of this, could you talk a little bit about this and how, and with World Eaters?
Yeah, sure. It really stems from like, what's the right way to phrase this? Like, with a lot of bands, like there's a ton of bands with good people in them. Especially like the heavy metal sphere, extreme metal, underground metal, that's fine. But it's not explicit. It's not out there and really obvious. And unfortunately, in a scene like extreme metal, like I'm talking like worldwide, I'm not talking like local or something, there's a lot of bigotry that comes with it. And then likewise, in something like Warhammer, there are also a ton of good people, great hobby, but it does attract bigots and far-right reactionary type people, unfortunately. And so I never want anybody to play the guessing game of, oh, this band, you know, writes about Warhammer, this thing that, you know, can be known to have these unsavory folks in them, in this genre that also may have these unsavory folks in them. And I don't want anybody to have to, like, play that guessing game or, like, have to, like, no guesswork. It's like, we stand for all these things. No racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no transphobia. We want to be explicit about it. And if anybody has a problem with it, they can, you know, you can bleep it out, expletives. that's at least where I'm coming from when that started showing up in our material. Like that was printed on the original Grinding Advance tapes in 2021. Was like, that's when we started. And I think every release since has had some variation of that phrase on it. Because I think it's important for people to know where a band stands and that kind of stuff. That's just me, though.
I want to add, what we do is for everyone, full stop.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, awesome.
Can I actually add to that? we don't exclusively play
all-age shows, which is a bummer. And, you know, sometimes you got to take the gigs that you get. But I personally love when we can play all-age shows. Because they were very important for me as a, you know, 11 through 13 year old going to local punk shows in Own Sound where I grew up. It really opened my eyes to the world in general. And, you know, being able to listen to at the time political punk rock that I was, you know, that's how kind of I got exposed to a lot of stuff growing up in a small town and being able to kind of see the world outside of a town of 20,000 people. And so, you know, I love being able to play to anyone, anyone and everyone. And I don't think an age should be a barrier for that.
Yeah, really well put.
Yeah, nice. So do you see like a big, wide demographic of audience members at your shows?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even like last night, we were playing in Toronto at Hard Luck, and then like just a ton of different kinds of people were just hanging out. I mean, it was like a big hardcore show, so there was like, oh, sorry, I should be speaking to a microphone. Last night we played the Hard Luck Bar in Toronto, and we had an incredibly diverse crowd there. It was awesome. It was like just tons of people from tons of different walks of life, and
it was a very fun night.
Yeah, it was a great
really
night.
Rad.
And that's like
cool
our
people.
Yeah, it's like our ideal show. It's like I don't want to play to a bunch of sweaty 30-year-old bearded metal dudes. I want to play to like a bunch of cool people, people who have different perspectives and different walks of life.
And also Mike Cripps.
Yeah,
Mike.
Shout out to Mike Cripps and his daughter.
Yeah, big shout out.
Yeah. Mike, if you're listening, we're playing an all-ages show in June.
In Guelph.
You can come and bring your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Actually, I wanted to add on to Michael's comment because I'm actually playing a gig in Own Sound this coming weekend.
Nice.
There's Russ putting it on?
Yes, at the Rumpus Room.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like that's like an example of where I have a cottage near Own Sound. And all the times I've been in Owen Sound, I've always known it as either a folk town or a classic rock town. But then I heard the Rumpus Room opening, and they were like, they will play anything.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I also met Russ when he opened the Sour Cat Records store, and he remembered me. And I'm just like, I'm grateful to be playing around that area. So,
Russ's band... Yeah. Russ's band is also very sweet. They are, speaking of kind of, you know, anything goes at the Rumpus Room, they are a fully improvised kind of noise rock band, I guess you would call them. And they're called Thresher. I don't remember if I just said that, but based on Own Sound, great. Russ is awesome. Own Sound is great.
Yeah shout out to Russ. I guess also then speaking about like, towns and the music scenes there, how has Guelph specifically received you, I guess, as a band now?
With open arms so far. Yeah. Like, we've had really great turnouts at every show and people moshing, having a great time.
Yeah.
It's been rad.
Yeah, there's always movement, which is great to see. Mm. Yeah.
Guelph is number one. The music scene in Guelph is... always been vibrant, and it comes and it has peaks and valleys, but I think there's a really cool thing going on right now where I feel like having grown up in Guelph, there's always been like a weird divide between the metal community and the indie community, and like I feel like those two worlds are merging now more than ever. That's what I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun mixed bill nights. If you like eclectic music, and you see us on a bill at Jimmy Jazz, then like we're probably playing with some crazy bands.
Mm. Yeah, we like never play with death metal bands, which is awesome. Like so, like Arpa, maybe one of my favorite shows we played. We played with Bonnie Trash and oh god, what was the other name? The other band. I'm so sorry. I can't remember the name.
It's been a while.
But they're like a Britpop band. So it was like Britpop, goth
really
rock.
Really great, but I don't remember their name.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And then us. And it was like such a cool time to have like such a varied... And again, it's like different types of people all coming together at one show. It was very, very cool.
That was also really last minute too. Like we found out like not even 12 hours leading up to the gig that other bands had dropped out because people got sick.
Not even 6 hours. Like it was like we got a call at like 3 p.m. and it was like, hey, can you fill in? We're like,
we're all going to be at the show.
Yeah. We're all going to show up as audience members anyway. I guess let's just bring our gear.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Another shout out to Bonnie Trash. I have their t-shirt.
Yes.
We love Bonnie Trash.
We do love Bonnie Trash.
They're lovely. They're so lovely. And yeah, like the SMK is a very eclectic show, and I love all sorts of music and the mingling of them. And there should be more concerts that like feature different types of genres and styles. You can get a energy filling, or if you can also chill out to ambience, and I did some concert curations, not as often as anymore, but that's what I would be doing, like different styles together. Sorry, I think I cut you off.
It wasn't a huge thing. I was just gonna say, like, it really relies on the, like, we're all fans of music. It also really, really depends on the audience to have an open mind and be ready for a wild bill. But I think if you get the right people and, like, yeah, it's the best time. But so I almost didn't even need to say that, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah,
more flavors in the soup.
Yeah, 100%. Make a nice sweet chili.
And like, who likes standing around for 4 hours being blasted by the same like drone of noise over and over?
That's
like,
just it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, me. But like, yeah. I'm a weird little freak, so I'm the exception.
We're little weirdos here.
I mean, I personally like to. I like the phrase "I shop at all four corners of the music store." So when I can get on a bill with, you know, tons of different types of acts, it makes me so happy.
When's World Eaters playing a jazz club?
Oh,
yeah, that'd be sick.
Could you imagine? Oh, New Orleans jazz? Oh my god, could go hard.
Speaking of kind of local scene stuff as well, I do actually want to. I mentioned Baby Labor earlier. I want to give a shout out to Daniel Logren, whose birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Daniel!
Hosting a show at his guitar studio, Upbeat Guitar, tonight with our friends Habit and Sun Glaciers.
Sun Glaciers are super, super sick. I had the
from Calgary.
Yeah, from Calgary. I had the pleasure of playing with them Friday, Saturday. They are incredible people, incredible band.
Yeah. I've seen them before on their last run to Guelph, and they're really good. They're like, anytime they're around, you got to check them out because they're coming a long way just to play here in this little city, and they rock.
Definitely. And speaking of Dan Logren, please look up Upbeat Guitar Studio for all your guitar lesson needs because he is great. He's the reason that I am playing bass today.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. I am going to wind us down now for the last questions before I let you close off the session with more your last music. So can you tell us about upcoming performances?
Yes, we have. Okay, I get to go through the Rolodex in my brain here. Coming up in June, we have a run of three shows. We are going up to Ottawa at Café de Cuff June 7th. It's a Friday. Then Kingston June 8th. We're playing at Nexus Games, which very cool for a Warhammer-themed band to be playing a game store. I want to see full 2,000-point games in the pit. And then the Sunday, we're playing Planet Bean here. Oh, my. Oh, beautiful. Pull up the band Discord. And then on, the 9th, the Sunday, we're playing Planet Bean for a matinee at 2 p.m. for Satellite Collective.
That's an all-ages show.
That is an all-ages show here in Guelph. All three shows are going to be Pride fundraisers. So door money is going to be donated to the local Pride org for each city. And we're taking a bunch of very cool bands. Shed is going to be joining us for a couple of those.
I play drums in.
Yeah, Michael plays drums in Shed. Shout out Paul. We love Paul, who also is part of Satellite Collective. And then after that, we are taking a little break because Papa Adam.
Having my first, well, and probably only son, if everything goes well, at the end of June. So I'm going to be busy with that for a little bit.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So a little cooling it on gigs for a little bit. And then on the 24th of September, the Tuesday, we're going back to Hard Luck Bar to play with
Ryusuke Kiyasu, who is a Japanese experimental noise artist, snare drummer. And it will be incredible. We are incredibly stoked to do that. That's one of those weird bills that it's just going to be a blast front to back.
If you've ever seen the videos of the dude with long hair going absolutely berserk on a snare drum that he just keeps on a table, like no snare stand, he's just going insane on that snare drum and like pretty much fighting the thing. Yeah. That's him.
I thought that was him. That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. How can people find and support you?
All of our music is anywhere you can stream music. We do have a Bandcamp. That's our preferred way. But we are on Spotify and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff. On social media, you can find us at WorldEaters666 on Twitter and Instagram. That's where we're the most active. Or you can track us down in person at one of those shows I just talked about.
Nice.
Or if you know where we live.
Nice. And one last question. Try and make it a little simple. What are your words of wisdom?
Be good to each other. Yeah. Fix your hearts or die.
Yeah. Do what truly makes you happy as well.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, I'll let you guys play your last songs here. So here is World Eaters on the SMK Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM.
The song's called Armored Spearhead.
All that way.